I'm Dean Urban along with Randy Roof here at Rascals. Got a lot of former Chicago Bears, Randy, and the one that a lot of people come to see. Looks like he could play right now. Put on the pads, he'd be out there. He'd be making that Bear defense, which is good. Could he be better with this guy, Otis Wilson?
Well, it'd be tough playing with Khalil Mack right now. That guy is phenomenal, but, you know, every time I watch him, I think about those glorious days that we had and watching him. And, you know, you sometimes get that thought, well, can I go back out there one more time? Then I look at him. No, I can't do it.
That is
But I feel good, though. That's the one good thing. I get up each morning and I get to the gym. I eat right. I sleep right. And, you know, just do what I do.
How much fun was 85? I mean, everybody, the standard. That was like the best team ever.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, we had a great time. I mean, we had, you know, Walton went in, you know, Jim McMahon, Willie Galton, those guys, Dennis McKinnon, Emory Moorhead, them moving the football down the field. And, of course, you got to talk about, you know, Buddy Ryan and his infamous, you know, 46 defense. And, you know, Wilbur Marshall, Mike Singletary, Richard Dan Hampson, myself, you know, Gary. I mean, who do you double team? You know, it's hard to figure out, you know, what to do with these guys. But we had a great time. I mean, we were young and we enjoyed each other, number one, as individuals. And, you know, Buddy had a good concept, a good system, and it worked out well.
I hate Miami this day because of what they did the year with a perfect season. But you guys, what a great year.
18-1 and win the Super Bowl the way we did.
That's not bad.
Shutting out everybody in the playoffs, because they say, well, we had two shutouts, but believe it or not, we had three shutouts. I mean, because you look at New England, 46-10. You know, they kicked the field goal. They didn't score on our defense. The third quarter, we had our shoulder pads off celebrating. The second team was in there. Nobody scored against us, in the secondary. So we had a good time. I mean, we literally enjoyed that. I mean, when you have great athletes like that, that worked the way they worked, I mean, was committed to each one another. And, you know, Buddy had called the right stuff. And everything just came together. Because, you know, when you hear about it, the perfect storm, it all had to come together, and it came together
well, thank you.
And I was going to say, because not only was it a great team, a great talent, but a bunch of great characters. I mean, if you look back, you talk to people about NFL, they always rank the 85 Bears, for the most part, as the greatest team of all time. And they remember the 85 Bears. So I can say, when the Patriots, well, I can't remember what year it was, the Patriots won this or that. Yeah. 85 Bears. They know that because it was so much more. You guys are celebrities just as much as you were football players.
Well, number one, anytime you come together and you got the Super Bowl shuffle, talking about you shuffling on down, doing it for you before you even got there, you say these guys are crazy. Yeah. You know, but we didn't really think about it. We just believed in ourselves, and the way it just came out magically. And I thank Willie Gall for that. That was his deal. And we partied together. Walter had all the nightclubs, you know, in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after we went on Sunday, we go have our meetings at his place. And, you know, it was just great. It was just a great time. I mean, I don't think, when you talk about that 83 draft that Jim Finks put together, that probably one of the best drafts that you can talk about, where you have a collection of players, you know, from Richard to Jimbo Covert, you know, Wilbur Marshall, Dave Durison. I mean, so many great guys that was in there that came out of that draft that performed well. You know, Jay Hilgenberg. So, you know, we got a few guys in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully we'll get some more in there.
Absolutely. We're talking with Otis Wilson of the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
And Otis, one thing. I mean, Ditka was a character in his own right, but then you add Buddy Ryan to it. I mean, that had to be like, you know, you needed some help just trying to figure the coaching staff out.
Well, let me just say this. You had a lot of headstrong guys, not only upstairs.
So how did you balance that?
Well, just by winning and having fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's really how you know, because Dick is the kind of individual, he's going to tell you what's on his mind, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Buddy Ryan is going to tell you what's on his mind, whether you like it or not. Both of them thought they were the head coach. No ifs, ands, or buts. So we as players, okay, this is how it is. So you make that adjustment. I mean, but when you're winning, you don't have to worry about a whole lot other than staying out of trouble, you know, keeping everybody, you know, on the same page on every Sunday. And, you know, you go out there and know your game plan. Because that's all that Buddy Ryan said. He said, as long as you know your game plan, you're all right with me.
You know, being a Bear in Chicago and a team as good as what you guys were, you had to own Chicago in 84, 85. I know, you can't even talk about all of it.
And that's the great thing, because we all, as like Hampton, myself, you know, McMichaels, Richard, you know, Walter, we go to his clubs in Schaumburg. We go downtown. We really...
Did you ever pay for anything?
You know what? Come think of it, we did. We just walked in everywhere we went.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, but folks appreciate us because, you know, when you look at the kids today, you know, they play, they make a lot of money, you know, three times as much as we've ever thought about making. And when the season's over, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, we were here. You know, we had off seasons here. Some of us had off season jobs. Some of us set up non-for-profits in the communities. We were very instrumental. And I mean, that's why you can know their names. I mean,
yeah.
We didn't hide from people. We partied with people.
Yeah.
We did everything with the community. So
you talked about the Super Bowl shuffle. Did you ever think it would catch on the way it did? I mean, it became national. It was like
never,
one of the coolest things ever.
Never. You know, because number one, we were hesitant about doing it. You know, first of all, because when you read the lyrics, I'm like, I don't know if I want to get into this. But...
Oh, you were doing it well, though, man. You were over there dancing. I thought, okay, you were the choreographer.
But how many teams in history of NFL can you say have a gold record, nominated for a Grammy?
It's crazy.
A platinum video. I mean, it was just huge. I mean, and we raised close to, they say, $3 to $5 million for, you know, Chicago Community Trust and the community. Because Harold Washington, who was mayor at that time, you know, and Willie Gall were good friends, so they wanted to figure out how to raise money for the community.
You
so
did
We did so much, and we had a good time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dan, you mentioned before, what was the highest paycheck you got? What was your best contract?
Oh, man, the best contract, the most I made, I started out at probably at $250,000, one of my rookie year.
Okay.
You know, I got $200,000 for signing, $250,000 that season. The most I've made for one season was $950,000.
Wow.
Now, how much you make this year?
I would probably be, way I played, I would be probably a $20 million player.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, that's what happens when you know, we struck in 82.
Yeah.
We struck in 87. And, you know, progressing. Think about the guys that played before us, what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, they call me big money back then. You know, and now... It's off the charts.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a kicker now.
No.
Well, kickers that can't even kick get $6 million.
Exactly. For what they paid him, I'll go kick and hit a pole.
Exactly. You know, can do that.
But you can't it's interesting. Even as you walk in the door and everybody, Otis Wilson is the name that, you know, with the Bears, it's still got to be a thrill. I mean, man, you're still the celebrity you were.
Well, you know, I always took pride in, number one, Doug Buffone. Had the number before me.
Yeah.
Played 15 years and was a hell of a linebacker.
Yes, he was.
So I said to myself, if I'm going to take this number, I got to either do better or just as good. And then, you know, when Lance Briggs came, I sat down and talked to him. I said, this number 5'5", it means something here in Chicago. You know, wear it well and do well. And he did the same exact thing. So you take pride in what you're doing, but, you know, I'm a people's person. I love people, you know.
You watch the Bears every Sunday when they're playing?
Not every Sunday, but I do watch them, and you know, because I'm busy doing this and doing that, but I watch as much as I can because I love football. Football has been my whole life.
Hey, you want to lend me your ring and I'll bring it back in a week or two? You know, that'd be cool. I'll be going around here.
We'll probably fall off your hand. Yeah, you got a little hand.
Otis, thanks for coming to Rock.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You're very welcome, man. It's for a great cause.
Absolutely.
You know, anytime you can pour something into these young people and give them an opportunity to do half of what we've done, we owe it to them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What a thrill you provided for so many people. And you know what? You're contagious with just being upbeat. So that's really cool.
Well, you got to have fun.
Yeah.
We only here for a short period of time.
That mine's getting shorter all the time.
Both of us, yeah. So you got to make the best of it.
All right. Otis Wilson,
thank you, my friend. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I enjoyed talking with you. And it's always good to talk about old times.
It sure is. You know what? It seems like it was just yesterday. I know it's been a while, but.
That expression, time flies when you're having fun?
Yeah.
It seems sure enough.
I'm telling you, you look like you could play.
Well, I can play, but not at that level no more.
Well, at least we know that. Thanks, Otis.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Otis Wilson.
My man.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sports Fan Radio, 1330.